Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 29th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn down 2.5 cents, December wheat down 4.5 cents, and November beans down 6.25 cents. Currently, we've got the U.S. dollar on contract lows. We're at 91.79, down 35 ticks here. At some point, that should help exports. We did have a few sales here this morning, 198,000 metric tons of beans to China, 226,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, but I don't think that's anything out of the unusual, and I don't really think it's tied to the dollar. I just think it's, you know, buying of new crop supplies out here. I don't think it's anything more than that. Gold and silver are sharply higher. The bonds are sharply higher, up a point. Dow Jones is down 124 points. That's basically due to the situation in North Korea. You know, shooting a missile over Japan isn't a friendly sign, and we'll see if the president takes any action, but obviously the market's a little concerned about that here this morning. As far as the grains go, no reason to think we won't make new lows here next Tuesday, the first day of the month. We've taken out the support in Dease corn at 350, got down to 348 overnight. Tells me that opens the door down to about 339, so we could have another 10 cents between now and next Tuesday. The bean market, we were hit by the oil overnight, the bean oil down 39 ticks. Funds came in short about they came in long about 45,000 contracts of oil. They've been holding up this oil market, which has been holding up the beans. So if they decide to liquidate some of these oil positions, beans could certainly be in for some trouble here. Wheat market down another 3 overnight. Again, I think we'll make the lows in there on Tuesday. We've got to see the dollar really help this export market. We should be getting cheap enough where we should be competitive with some of the Eastern European wheat, but so far we don't see any evidence of a pickup in demand in the wheat market. But hopefully the cheaper the dollar goes, the better the chances are, and the cheaper the prices go, the better the chances are. So hopefully we'll see some activity there. Weather remains focused on the hurricane. It's going to do some damage to the cotton and to the rice, but the beans don't look too bad. Louisiana is going to get hit with some heavy rains. That may affect some of the beans there. The winds could flatten some of the beans out. The flooding could delay harvest. But for the most part, the rains that head north into the Midwest and the tropical storm that's off the coast of North Carolina is going to bring a lot of rain to finish off these bean crops. So I think the net result is lower, and we saw that overnight here. The bean condition was raised 1 percentage point. That certainly didn't help. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.